The sub-lieutenant who climbed lightly aboard was almost what Foley had expected. He knew all that there was to know about 366's new number one. 19 years old, 3 months sea time in a clapped-out destroyer, a short course at HMS Hornet, and now here. He looked even younger in his brand-new number fives, his reefer dragged off one shoulder by his respirator haversack. He saluted.
"Come aboard to join, sir. Sorry I was held up. Lot of traffic on the road."
Foley tried to push his thoughts aside. Harry Bryant was gone. It was the way of the Andrew. Never look back. He thrust out his hand.
"Glad to have you. I'll put you in the picture while you settle in."
The subby's name was Tobias Allison. A bit of a mouthful, he thought.
"What do you like to be called? This is a small ship, so we'd better get it right from the start."
Allison stared at him and then smiled.
"Toby suits me, sir."
Foley glanced over his shoulder.
"Have number one's gear taken below, Swain."
He could almost hear Doogie Bass saying,
"Old Chris'll soon get him sorted out."
He smiled. It had been a long time. Old Chris. Foley was 25. He led the way down to the wardroom, which his own little cabin adjoined. Foley had served in two small craft before 366 and was accustomed to the lack of space. His cabin, like an enlarged cupboard, was a luxury compared with the others. He saw Allison's eyes moving everywhere and wondered what he was thinking. An elderly destroyer on the East Coast run would seem like a cruiser by comparison.
"I'll show you around myself as soon as I can.
I've got to hang about until I know what's happening. We have a new senior officer taking over today." He smiled at the subby's uncertainty. "I think." It was strange for the boat to be so still, as if she were listening. The WT office, which was just through the door, was silent, without the usual stammer of Morse or the crackle of some garbled broadcast.